So let's move over to Janice Crawford here, the executive director of the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce, and tell us what's happening around the chamber right now in tourism and visitors and all that stuff. There must be a lot.
Well, as folks know, we are not inviting people to visit. We're trying to make them remember how wonderful it is up here and feed that desire for when we are open for business again, we'll get lots of people up. So we're looking for great photographs of memories that people have, or of the photographers out there who may have beautiful scenery photos that they could send to pr@mtwashingtonvalley.org. That would be very helpful as we try to spin that positive message about coming up when the time is right. We at the office, as people know, we've closed the office to anyone coming in. It's been that way for now 2 weeks, but all but one of my full-time staff have opted to come into the office because they feel more disciplined to sit at their desks. And our primary role has been to reach out to the members. We're calling every member, find out what we can do to help them, and then putting out a daily update, which can be full of information. And I know Paul and I are going to work on the formatting to see if we can make it more streamlined so people can go directly to something that they want to find. So in that light, I just will share a couple of things, and then if there's questions, absolutely. So there is a hospitality relief fund. Anyone who would like to volunteer or donate to that, just go to the New Hampshire Lodging and Restaurant Association site, and they are collecting donations from individuals or from vendors. And I talked to them at the beginning of the week, and they had over $40,000 already, one of them being a $10,000 donation from a vendor. And they have an application there, and they're really trying to concentrate on the people who probably didn't have enough time in on the job to qualify for much of unemployment.
Yep.
So every little bit would help with that. When Dot was talking about the food pantry, other places that can be helpful, I know that the Journey Church has a food pantry at 10 o'clock on Fridays. The Brown Church, River Church, Agape down in Ossipee, they have food pantries as well. I know that just as a kudo out there for White Mountain Hotel and Eastern Propane and Grand Summit, Eastern Inns and Grand Summit, they've been doing food drops with their staff. They're emptying out their freezers and, you know, preparing to not have any food inventory, and they've been giving that to their staff as needed. The chamber is trying to keep up with two states' information because we have members over in Maine.
Correct.
Yeah. So we're trying to put that information out there for people. If you are not receiving our daily update, which many of you may recognize it as the Chamber Connections, you can just go on to mwvcc.org, and to the left there's a link for Chamber Connections, and you can subscribe. It might be worth your time at this point in time, and then you can opt out once we've gotten through all of this. I did have a member ask me if I knew what the difference between furlough and laid off was, and I found out the answer today to that. He specifically wanted to know because he wanted to make up the difference in what someone was getting for unemployment and what they normally would get. But that's not what furlough allows for. Furlough allows you, basically, you're not saying the person is laid off, meaning they're not employed anymore.
Okay.
You are still continuing their benefits. They're still earning their PTO. But they are eligible to get unemployment. Okay. So that's, a lot of businesses are doing that, providing for that.
I wish that had been made a little clearer before all of these businesses were closed, because I don't think that many people were aware of exactly how they were supposed to process these employees.
Right.
So that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have been laid off when they could have been furloughed.
Well, and I don't know if you actually have to make that designation, or if the businesses could still continue to do COBRA. I've heard some of them are paying for people in terms of using COBRA to keep their medical. So it might be that people could come back or that businesses could continue it? And I will ask that question and try to get the answer for that. I just sent out an email, Dot, to all of our leadership graduates, letting them know that we may need volunteers if we have to deal with a surge. And I've already received some feedback of people who would be willing to help. So I'll give them Jennifer's phone number.
That'd be great. You know, we're trying to protect the volunteers that we have. You know, a lot of our volunteers are, you know, retired seniors, and you know, we're requiring them to wear masks and gloves at all times, and their interaction with the public is very, very limited, but they are interacting with each other. But, you know, we'd like to have some fallback in case, you know, we need to scramble to get more volunteers. So that would be very helpful, Janice. Thank
and
you.
I know RSVP is also in the same boat looking for volunteers because it is our elders that do most of this volunteering for us. And it's wise for them to stay home and protect themselves. So if you've got a volunteer need or you wish to volunteer, I'd like to invite you to call me at 603-662-9701 and let me know. I'll keep a list of that and make sure that people who need volunteers will be able to get them. There are some associations out there. I know, being a chamber director, our association has been wondering if any of the CARE legislation would help 501c6s. I found out today that it will not help in employment issues, but it will help in the business loan aspect. So people need to be looking at that. A couple of things.
There's a ton of resources out there. Actually, another nonprofit announcement, I guess, would be that the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation has created a couple of programs to help nonprofits get through this quickly. They have an express grant program, and then they have an operations grant program that people can look at. I don't know what their email address is, but if you Google New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, they have information on their front page about how to access those funds. And, in fact, Vaughn has already been awarded a small grant from that, which has been very helpful.
Okay, that sounds
great. I
would
encourage the nonprofits to look into that as well.
Okay. So let's go ahead and take a quick break here. We're talking with Dot Siebel, the GM of OVP and Settlers Green, Settlers Crossing, as well as Janice Crawford, the Executive Director of the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to thank our sponsors for Drive Time. We've got Leone McDonald and Roberts, Cooper Cargill Chant, Settlers Green, and Settlers Crossing. We're going to be back with Janice and Dot in just a few moments, and we'll continue the conversation. Again, if you have any questions, you can send them to office@wmwv.com or our text line, which is 356-9145. All right,
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, that number is 603-356-9145, and we actually did have a few texts coming in for Janice, so we can get to those questions. And if you want to add on, please continue to text us, 603-356-9145. We'll be back after this news break.